in on the very next blank spot. Acknowledges that the lessor may process a single debit entry.
H. Limit Company.
Hey, is Hank in?
This is him.
Hey, Hank, this is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad.
Good, good. Glad to hear. Look, I know you're busy. Not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually following up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank had mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We actually pre-approved you for some equipment financing and working capital for about, it looks like, $250,000. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to circle back, see, you know, if you have anything in the pipeline where you guys might want to consider financing right now.
Not at this point. We don't.
Now, at this point, is there a particular time in the year where you guys look at financing?
Let's see. Really, like after the first part of the year, that's when we kind of see what we might have to do for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh. You guys kind of consolidate the books and everything?
Yeah.
Right, right. Are you guys not looking to bring on some pieces of equipment towards the end of the year here to take advantage of, you know, Section 179?
No, we're pretty good on that.
You guys are pretty good on that. No, you guys have any plans for growth? You know, anything coming up? Any projects?
We did last year.
Oh, you guys grew a lot last year? What'd you guys end up doing?
Buying another mine.
You guys bought a whole another mine? Holy
yeah.
cow. How much did that cost?
Several million.
Oh, my God. What do you guys? You guys mine gypsum, right? Is that what
right,
it is?
Right.
Okay. Right. Or produce gypsum, but you have to use... you know, heavy machinery to mine, like, what are the components that go into it? I forgot. I was, you know, touching base a little bit.
Off-road rock trucks, dozers, loaders, excavators.
Okay.
You know, okay. All that good stuff.
All the, yeah, a lot of big pieces of equipment that you guys are probably using. You know, Hank, is there a better time to follow up with you? Should I, you know, try again back in the beginning of the year? Or
yeah,
maybe?
I would.
Beginning of the year? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call, you know, in the beginning of the year, see what happens, see if 2017 is something that we could, you know, work out together.
I'll give you one little hint, too. It all depends who they make as president.
I was waiting for you to say something like that. You know, no, a lot of businesses
yeah.
right now that I'm in the talks with have said that this year is a very, like, touchy year because of the election.
If it's Hillary, don't bother calling.
You know what? I've definitely heard that too, and I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. I won't even bother. I won't even be in the country. You'll find me over in Canada or over there in Europe. Who knows?
Really? Really?
Yeah. Come on. It's crazy what the, you know, some of these people are trying to put in place.
Yeah.
40% tax rate on small businesses. Get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, we're choked enough as it is, especially in California, so.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're down here in San Diego, so.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that pain.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in the mining business.
No, I heard that. I mean, how's the industry right now, though?
Well, it's good, but you know, I mean, you know, we're nothing like these big gold mines or coal mines, or you know, and they treat us the same, especially with the rules and regulations. You know, the safety and all that stuff. It's just,
okay, so there's no
we have
like
to comply as if we're going underground mining. You know,
oh, so you guys don't get categorized as like a sub, you know, industry?
No, it's all one.
Oh, man. So they can just literally put anything they want on top of you, especially
yeah.
if they do with like the bigger companies.
Yeah, it's not about safety anymore. It's about money.
Everything's about, it's always been about money. When has
yeah.
it not been about money, Hank? Come
yeah.
on.
Well, you know, it never used to be, but, you know, I mean, as long as I've been alive, it's just... You know, in the 60s and 50s and 60s was cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Back then, yes. But, I mean, the game has changed a
oh,
lot.
Yeah, it's, you know, our government just sold us out is what it's done. So.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to, you know, do anything within our own bounds anymore, within our own country. They outsourced everything else right now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't help anybody.
Too bad we couldn't get these American people to become Americans.
You're absolutely
and
right.
The worst ones are the Americans. The true Americans are the worst ones.
Oh yeah, how so? Which
well,
true Americans are you talking about?
The ones that think Hillary's okay to vote for.
I don't know about like a true American being somebody like that. Like,
well, you know that they're supposed to be the truest white Americans there is, and they're all dumber than a box of rocks. You know, they can't see past their nose, you know. that she's the worst thing could ever happen to this country.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, national security with her whole scandal and everything, it just does not look good. But people, it's ridiculous how people can just kind of, you know, be oblivious to that whole aspect of it.
You know, believe me, I'm not a far right wing guy, but at least there's common sense over on that side, so.
Oh, yeah, there's a little more than voting for somebody who's almost sold us out multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Hank, you know what I'll do? I'll follow up with you in a few months and see where you guys are at. If, you know, something changes, if even if business picks up, if after the election, if some good news comes out, you know.
Well, you know, that could always change too. I mean, that could happen in a heartbeat. So.
True. True. Is there maybe an email address I can get you at, just so you have me on file?
Yeah, it's Hank Jr. Mm-hmm. Just Hank Jr.
Mm-hmm.
The number 3@comcast.net.
.net. All right, Hank. I'll shoot you over some of our information. You can have me on file, and you know, I'll follow up with you in a few months, see what
Sounds
happens.
Good.
All right. You have a great rest of the week, Hank.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye now.